I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. The Battlefield Band merges traditional Scottish music with their own modern and original compositions into a blend that's won them many awards over the years. That recently includes Album of the Year at last year's Scots Trad Music Award for their most recent release, Room Enough for All. They were also named Scottish Folk Band of the Year there as well a couple of years back. Tonight they're performing at the Jaquet Concert Hall of the John G. Shedd Institute for the Arts in Eugene beginning at 7:30 p.m. and they are live with us in the KLCC studios at the moment. Thanks for coming in.
Hello there.
Coming to the end of the American tour, is that right? Coming to the end of the road?
Indeed, this is the second last date we have. We're off to Phoenix tomorrow.
I hope it's been treating you well here in the States.
Certainly has, particularly this portion of it. We've been up in the Pacific Northwest for about a week so far, and the weather's been lovely. We've been very nice places, and the people are generally very handsome and intelligent.
With certain exceptions in the radio world.
Not at all.
Oh, well, let's dive into a song. What's the first thing you're going to play for us today?
We're going to play a set of tunes, a bit of an instrumental thing, called The Eight Men of Moidart.
Battlefield Band live in the KLCC studios, including Alistair White and Ewan Henderson on the twin fiddles there, Sean O'Donnell on the guitars, and Mike Katz on the pipes, and Alan Murray on the acoustic strings as well. They are live tonight at the Jaquet Concert Hall of the Shedd Institute in Eugene, beginning at 7:30 p.m. Traditionals there, Alistair, I presume?
Yes, actually, they're all very, very old tunes. There's three tunes in that set. And they're all from the kind of Jacobite era Scotland's Jacobite kind of era, kind of around 1745 was the famous uprising then. So they're from, they've been around a bit, just like the band.
The band has been around for almost 45 years in one way or another, and yet none of you are original members, correct?
No, correct. It's kind of like a football team. You know, it's kind of people have come in and passed out the ranks over the years. We've all been actually in the band for as long as some bands have been around.
Yeah.
I've been in the band for 12 years. Mike's been in the band for 17 years. Sean's been in 9. You in 4. And Alan... about 3 weeks. Alan's our special guest star on this tour,
yeah.
So he's been traveling around with us. But yeah, so it's they're all kind of, each lineup is a band within a band, if you
yeah.
like. They're kind of separate little entities unto themselves.
It seems like there's been a consistent sound and a consistent identity and just sort of organic evolution of the band all that time.
Yeah, I think that's the thing. I think it has been very natural and very organic, as you say. It's certainly not a conscious thing to maintain some kind of band policy, that's the way it happens, you know. And the one overriding thing is it's always been great musicians playing great music in the band, and that's always been the overriding thing.
Always been true.
So
it's interesting. I mean, you could never in the rock and roll world have a band that kept a sound and completely changed membership. You couldn't have the Beatles without John, Paul, George, and Ringo, you know? But where you're playing traditional music, do you think that's the difference? Because this definitely is the Battlefield Band, always has been the Battlefield mm-hmm. Band, consistent, but it has shifted. That's such a different thing, don't you think?
Yeah, it's traditional music is kind of a continuum, you know, we're adding to it and drawing from it
yeah.
all the time, you know. And traditional music is, you know, by its very definition, current. You know, tradition is something that is still happening.
Always continuing to evolve,
yeah.
yes.
And so, as I said, we're drawing from that and contributing to that. And the band has done over the years. So, you know, myself and the other members of the band have, through our earlier playing lives, always been aware of the Battlefield Band and been influenced by the Battlefield Band. And then we come in and in turn, you know, have a say about what the Battlefield Band plays. So it's always been each lineup has always been a band within a band.
Yeah.
We're just contributing to its rich history.
A band can be as traditional as music, I guess, in the end. That's maybe I'd say.
I suppose, yeah.
The Battlefield Band live in the KLCC studios and live tonight at the Jaquit Concert Hall in Eugene, beginning at 7:30. What's the next tune you have for us?
It's actually a song. We've got a little song from... Well, a little song. We've got a song from Sean, which was originally a poem by a Belfast poet, Louis McNeice. And he wrote this poem after visiting the Hebrides in the 30s. And he was concerned that the traditional way of life and the traditional forms of entertainment were dying. He needn't have been worried, but he wrote this poem, and it's kind of, he thought the lyrics of the poem sounded a bit like bagpipe music, so he called it bagpipe music.
It's no go the merry-go-round, it's no go the rickshaw. All we want's a limousine and a ticket for the peep show. Their knickers are made of crepe de chine, their shoes are made of python. Their halls are lined with tiger rugs and their walls with heads of bison. John MacDonald found a corpse and put it under the sofa. Waited till it came to life and hit it with a poker. Sold its eyes for souvenirs, sold its blood for whiskey. Kept its bones for dumbbells to use when he was 50. It's no go the yogi man, it's no go Blavatsky. All we want's a bank bounce and a bit of skirt in a taxi. Annie McDougall went to milk and caught her foot in the heather. Woke to hear a dance record playing of old Vienna. It's no go your Maidenhead, it's no go your culture. All we want's a Dunlop tire and the devil meant the puncture. cognomenate, declaring he was sober. Counted his feet, approved the fact, and found he'd 1 foot over. Mrs. Carmichael had her fit, looked at the job with repulsion. Said to the midwife, take it away, I'm through with overproduction. It's no go the gossip column, it's no go the Kaylee. All we want some mother's help and a sugar stick for the baby. William Murray cut his thumb, couldn't count the damage. Took the hide of an Ayrshire cow and used it for a bandage. His brother caught 300 grand when the seas were lavish. Threw the bleeders back in the sea and went upon the parish. It's no go the heron board, it's no go the Bible. All we want's a packet of fags when our hands are idle. It's no go the picture palace, it's no go the stadium. No go the country caught the pot of pink geraniums. It's no go the government grants, it's no go the elections. Work your arse from year to year and hang your hat in a pension. It's no go me honey love, it's no go me puppet. Sit your arse from day to day and the winds will blow the profit. Is falling hour by hour, the glass will fall forever. But if you break the bloody glass, you won't hold up the weather.
Battlefield Band live in the KLCC studios with Bagpipe Music, a song recently given a nomination by the Independent Music Awards for Best World Traditional Song, and a song with no bagpipes in it.
Imagine that, but actually live we play a few bagpipe tunes afterwards, so you're going to have to come along to see the show if you want to hear any bagpipe music after that.
And that'll be at 7:30 tonight at the Jaquet Concert Hall of the Shedd Institute in Eugene. You write your own songs as well as having traditional music. Are there elements of traditional music that you want to incorporate in the original compositions in terms of style to make them fit?
That's a very important thing, actually. When you're when you're writing new tunes or writing new songs or whatever, you're writing in the tradition and you're writing in within that idiom. And what you want is for a modern tune to stand up alongside a very old tune from the 1700s, for example, you know. So the idea is to, well, anything you write is going to reflect what you listen to and what you like and what you know. And we've all grown up with this music. We all know it very well, and we like to play it and we like to listen to it. So that's going to come out in the wash. Saying that, you don't go around with your fingers in your ears, so there will be certain, you know, more modern elements to it, but what you really want to try and do is to make your original composition stand up alongside all of the other great tunes that are out there. You know, so you've got to be quite, you know, harsh with yourself, and you've got to, you know, hold yourself to high standards.
That is how one becomes a good band. Yes,
I suppose so. Yeah.
You were recently on A Prairie Home Companion with Garrison Keillor. How was that experience and your experience with radio in general in this country?
It's been great. Radio in this country is brilliant. It's always a very pleasurable experience. the Prairie Home show was fantastic. I mean, everybody there is at the top of their game, very, very nice, very, you know, very skilled at what they're doing. And the whole thing's just an absolute pleasure from start to finish.
Well, we're happy to have you in these studios as well.
Indeed, it's great to be here.
Battlefield Band live in the KLCC studios live tonight at the Shedd in Eugene at 7:30. Have another set of tunes here for us?
Yes, we do. That's another instrumental.
We'll be right back.
The Battlefield Band, live in the KLCC studios. Alistair White, Sean O'Donnell, Ewan Henderson, Mike Katz, and Alan Murray. Live in the KLCC studios, live all the way from Scotland. A performance tonight at the Jaquet Concert Hall of the John G. Shedd Institute for the Arts at 7:30 in Eugene, touring behind their most recent release, Room Enough for All, named Album of the Year at last year's Scott Strad Music Awards. For tickets and more information on the show, theshed.org, and for more on the Battlefield Band, battlefieldband.co.uk. Thank you guys so much for coming in.
Not at all. Great pleasure.